Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, the top places to retire in 2023. All right, everybody, maybe retirement is soon on your calendar, or maybe it's many, many decades away yet. It's always interesting, though, to look at some of these studies, and I recently heard this on the radio, and this kind of inspired me to do this as a podcast because it does really affect housing and where people are going to retire. And I only caught a fraction of what was on the radio, so certainly wasn't able to jot anything down. So I went and did some research myself, and there's quite a few articles that are already out there talking about the best places to retire in 2023. So I decided that, hey, I can do my own research on this and also share it with you guys. So that's what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the most popular. Some of these will be states. We'll start with states first, and then there are one article that listed individual cities. So we'll talk about that as well on the podcast. So let's begin with the states. And this first article basically listed the best states to retire. And they had a variety of different factors that they used to determine what were the best states to retire. So they actually used 13 different metrics, ranging from overall healthcare rating, mental health rankings, population of adults over the age of 65, and their average life expectancy. They also consider housing, germane to our conversation, right? The rate of renters and homeowners paying over 30% of their income for housing, the home appreciation rates, and the average cost of assisted living. Then they also considered quality of life factors, such as cost of living index, community well-being scores, average daily temperature, retirement income per capita for age 65 plus, and the percentage of population that is living in poverty. So let's go over this really quick. Let's talk about the five best states, according to this article, based on those 13 metrics to retire in. Go from the top down. Number one on the list, Hawaii. Okay, that's kind of interesting. Hawaii. Again, no doubt the weather, the climate, but some of these other things are just interesting to me because I wouldn't have considered Hawaii to maybe make the list, especially for affordability and things like that. Okay. Second on the list, Utah. Utah on the list. Again, decent weather, nice people. I could see that, you know, maybe making it on there. Not a surprise. Number three on the list, Florida. Okay. I thought that would be number one on the list, but Florida is typically on these lists as a top retirement state, and we'll go over these more individually as well. Clocking in at number four, also not a big surprise, but Arizona. Again, I would think, you know, Florida and Arizona maybe number one, number two. Maybe thought, you know, that Texas might slip in there, but nope, no Texas on this list. And then fifth on the list, this was kind of surprising to me, Wisconsin. My home state. Very interesting. So we'll go over a few of the metrics in a minute here. But they also ranked, and this is interesting as well, the five worst states to retire in. Are you ready? Number one on the list, Alaska. Yeah, I don't know how many people say I'm going to retire in Alaska. I haven't heard that ever. So again, beautiful land. And it's actually not super expensive there, but yeah, it's not a destination state for that. Louisiana, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's very hot there. I have friends in Louisiana, quite a few of them. And, you know, it's when it's 80 and humid in December, it's, yeah, that's kind of hot. Indiana, okay. I'm not sure why, but that's interesting. West Virginia, okay, East Coast. I could see that being an expensive place to live. That kind of makes sense. And then Oklahoma, well, sorry to my friends in Oklahoma, all three of you. just kidding. I don't know if I have any friends in Oklahoma. I mean, it's Oklahoma. It's the South. I don't know. I don't think anyone would say they want to retire there. So anyway, that Most of those kind of make sense to me, I guess. But all right, let's talk about these five states and why they were chosen. So Hawaii, again, number one ranked state for places to retire. It has a five-year home appreciation rate of 59%. The average life expectancy is over 80 years, 80.7 years. Average daily temperature is 76.7 degrees. Sounds really nice. Cost of living ranking out of 51, it was actually 50th. So it's actually one of the most expensive cost of living. So that's why I kind of found that weird that that was it made the list as number one, because it's very expensive to live. Healthcare ranking is first out of all of them, though. So that really pulled up. So you have kind of this push-pull, almost one of the worst ratings and one of the best ratings. And then, of course, you add the weather in, and maybe that shifted the metric a little bit. So, yeah, the high cost of living, a lot of people cost burdened and stuff like that in there. So, yeah, very interesting that that still made the list as number one. All right, number two on that list is Utah. Had a 99.6% home appreciation rate. That's pretty good. Life expectancy, 78.6 years. That's decent. Average daily temperature, 50.3 degrees. So not nearly as warm there. Cost of living was 33rd out of 51. And the healthcare ranking was 11th. So, you know, you've got home values being okay. Decent life expectancy. Healthcare is decent. Cost of living is kind of average. So not going to be the cheapest place for you to retire, but might be a good option. All right, let's talk about Florida, one of the more popular states here. It's the second largest population of adults over 65. Obviously, year-round average temperature is 72.6 degrees, and it's number two on the list, only second to Hawaii. And it's average in other factors, such as life expectancy is ranked 19th, healthcare is ranked 25th. And mental health care, 25th. Cost of living is 30th. And, you know, I was just in Florida, visiting Florida, and it's kind of expensive down there lately. It's really shot up a lot in cost. Just went, like, just some of the travel, things like gas, the grocery store, stuff like that. It's quite a bit higher there than where I'm from. And I was like, wow, it's a little expensive there. So it might be a little more challenging to retire there. All right. So we talked about our friends in Florida, Arizona. Let's talk about that. Again, the climate helped because of the average weather. It ranks 21st in overall community well-being. And its retirement income is ranks slightly above average. And the assisted living costs are a little higher, though, so that kind of pulled it down a little bit. That's probably why it wasn't as high on the list. But a lot of people do go down to Arizona in the winter. And the surprise on the list, my home state here, Wisconsin. Obviously, they said the cold weather shouldn't deter retirees. It was the second best as far as mental health in the country. That's interesting. Wisconsinites have mental fortitude. We have to, right? We're going outside and it's -5 out and it's dark for, you know, most of the day other than a few hours in the winter. You got to have strong mental health. I don't know. That's my guess. I'm making that up. I have no clue. But it ranks in the top 30th for both overall health care and the average age of life expectancy. And we also have a larger proportion of older adults here in our state. So that's why that one is on the list and it is appealing. Okay, pretty interesting stuff. Another article that I found really quickly here lists some of the best places to retire. And I've actually seen this on a few lists, so it's worth mentioning. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is listed on several reports here as the number one place to retire. And it dominates the list for quality healthcare for seniors, retiree tax rates, and overall happiness of the residents. So it's affordable. Less expensive home sale prices, food prices, transportation, and living expenses. So that is why Lancaster is tops on the list. It also has a lot of history and culture, so other things there to do as well. Next on the list, Asheville, North Carolina. And again, great healthcare and outdoor areas in Asheville really bump it up the list. It has affordable housing, tax exemptions for Social Security retirement benefits, makes the dollar go a little bit further. And nearby the Blue Ridge Mountains, it gives stunning mountain views and other activities. So that makes sense. I think that, you don't hear that when people talk about retirement, but when you start to see those factors, it makes a lot of sense. It's also a very bikeable state and low state income tax as well. Those are the other factors that pop in. Next on the list. Now, the state doesn't surprise me, but the city kind of surprises me, Orlando, Florida. I mean, obviously, it's a humongous city. There's lots and lots of communities there. So anyway, that's interesting, but it's one of the fastest growing senior citizen orientated cities. So even if you don't like all the theme parks, it's one of the best for retirees because of the quiet communities. There's lots of restaurants, independent stores, quiet inland locations, so you don't have to worry about the hurricanes. I mean, obviously, you do have the theme parks if you do want to visit those. You're kind of in the heart of Florida, so everything is, within a couple hours of driving. So if, I mean, if you want to go to Cocoa Beach or something, that's only an hour away. You can drive further south and go southwest and hit the Gulf Side beaches and stuff like that. So yeah, there's definitely some appeal there to that, and it makes sense. Fourth on this list is Charleston, South Carolina. And it has affordability, it has great access to activities, healthcare, and quality of life. And of course, it's got that historic charm. It's on the Atlantic coast, so you can get near the ocean. And it's kind of a charming old school city. There's a neat feel there. When if you've ever been to Charleston, some of those really cool paver brick streets and stuff like that are pretty cool. And there's a lot of neat buildings and just interesting history there. So definitely makes sense to have that on the list. And then it seems like there's always one on the list where you're like, really? So this is the what? Really? Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's known for its outdoor offerings, free college classes for seniors, lower than average home prices, lots of biking, hiking, and kayak trails, meandering rivers, lots of forests, all sorts of other things to do, like farmers markets, little breweries. So kind of a little bit of an eclectic thing if you're into outdoorsy stuff, or if you're into the food kind of culture. So that's interesting as well, that makes the list. Wouldn't have thought of that. And then the last article, we'll go through this really quickly because this goes again more specific to cities, but here's the best places to retire in the US, and it lists all these cities. Now, what's interesting is there's two states in particular that are on this list consistently. So, I guess take this for a grain of salt, but there's like seven cities in Florida listed on here, and there's four or five of them from Pennsylvania. Again, it's got Lancaster on there. It also adds in Harrisburg as the top two choices. And then York, Pennsylvania, and Reading, Pennsylvania are also high up on the list. And then, of course, then you've got your Floridas. Pensacola is listed as number one here, followed by Tampa, then Naples, which I hear a lot of people go down to Naples, Daytona Beach, and Sarasota, Melbourne as well. So, a lot of Florida cities on there. But there are some other ones in here too. Fort Wayne, Indiana pops back up on the list. New York City. I have no clue why that would be on there. We're just trying to get some more information here. Definitely not for housing affordability. It's one of the lowest scores on the list. Healthcare is good, so there's access to good healthcare. So that's kind of bumping it up, and probably just lots of things to do. And then on the list, this is the head scratcher again, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Decent housing affordability, decent healthcare, I guess. But Scranton, really? Maybe they like The Office. I don't know. That one's a little bit of a head scratcher, but there's always one or two on these lists where you go, I don't know about that. I don't hear a lot of people saying, I'm going to retire in Scranton. But hey, if you live in Scranton, you're going to retire in Scranton. Good for you. All right, there you go. That is the list. That is the best places to retire in 2023. We also listed some of the worst ones to retire in earlier on, so you know where to avoid. And the biggest thing when you're going to retire, this is just personal advice, but from someone who is not retired, he probably won't be retiring for a while. But, you know, check places out, travel a little bit first, find some places you like. You know, if you've got friends certainly in an area, that helps, or if you've got other family nearby, consider that as well. But we do see a lot of people that don't fully commit to one particular state. And we see a lot of people do the snowbird thing, right? They do the, I'll get a smaller place in my hometown, and then I'll get a place for the winter and enjoy that for several months. But then there's, you know, the picking up and setting up, and, you know, it's kind of a big change. But again, if you're retired, you have the time to maybe flip everything over and do that. So just kind of interesting. But I definitely think, you know, try some different areas. Travel a little bit first, find the places that you really like, the places that you always want to kind of go back to. And that's probably a good indication of maybe a place that you want to retire. So hopefully this was helpful to you guys. And if you are planning on retiring, now or later, start saving, put that money away, and start creating that plan so that that can be a reality for you.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.